Philadelphia City Council is investigating why getting a mortgage is still not as simple and free from discrimination as it should be. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that although illegal since the late 1960s, new numbers show redlining continues even in this region today.
Redlining was banned in 1968, the practice where lenders drew a red line on a map around areas where they wouldn't give mortgages. Angela McIver of the Fair Housing Rights Center of southeastern Pennsylvania says modern redlining uses credit scores to limit loans, leading to discriminatory results.
Credit scores, income, and debt-to-income ratios, all of which is being used by banks and mortgage companies to redline Blacks, Latinos, and Asians, also indigenous people, out of opportunities to obtain loans to purchase and maintain properties.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says a recent published report sparked him to review the issue.
We need residents of the city of Philadelphia to help us with this. We want to hear from them. We have a special hotline set up where people can contact us with either examples of redlining or other things related that they're concerned about. Folks can call 1-800-441-2555.
Philadelphia Congressman Dwight Evans says about half the people in the city are renting, and redlining is preventing qualified people from receiving loans. He believes things are going to change, but slowly.
It's not going to happen overnight, so I want to tell anybody there's going to be a magic answer to it, but I believe that we are moving in the right direction.
Tiffany Green of Point Breeze says building more affordable housing can help reverse the trend.
If you really want to make this address this redlining for as the community, then make sure that the housing prices are conducive to the income. If you have people in your community only making $9, $10, $12 an hour, how are they going to provide or get a house that's running for $400,000 and $500,000?
Residents in gentrifying neighborhoods say redlining makes it harder for longtime residents to stay and easier to push them out. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.